Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tim Stafford with Stevie Anderson, and we are on the Stevie Anderson Radio Show. We're back from a bit of a hiatus for a lot of different reasons. It wasn't because we didn't love doing this with all of you, but we just had some things that were going on, so we had to take a little bit of a hiatus there. But we're glad to be back this week, and that was we're excited about this upcoming year and the Stevie Anderson Show. We're hoping to get it kicked back off. In 2016, better and bigger and better than ever. And so we're just excited about that. And so let me talk a little bit about what you can be involved in. We would love to have you call us in. So if you want to call in and be a part of the show, you can call 323-417-6724, 323-417-6724. We'd love to take your calls. If you'd like to check us out on the check out our other shows, this is show number 35, so you want to check out any of the shows, you can just go to blogtalkradio.com/Stevie Anderson Radio. And if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Stevie Anderson Radio, you will find us, and you will find be able to go back in any show that we do. A couple of things you need to know. Number one, any show that we do here on the air is archived forever unless something radically goes wrong with it. We always archive everything. So you can listen to all 35 episodes, including this one tonight. It'll be available tonight. So we'll be available tomorrow morning, but everything else is available right now. You can go right now. But we don't want you to go right now. We want you to listen to us. But once we're finished here, then you can go back and listen to any of the old shows and kind of hear our craziness from 34 episodes worth. The other thing you can do is anytime on any of the episodes, if you click the iTunes button, it'll go right to your iTunes and it'll load right into your smartphone or whatever. So that allows you to take it on the go. You can listen to it in your car or whatever. So just always be, when you go to an episode, just click on the iTunes button and it'll just connect you. Kick you right up and that'll be good to go. Well, Stevie, excuse me. I guess happy Thanksgiving. Let's see, I guess I have to say happy Thanksgiving. Happy Halloween. Mm-hmm. Happy Thanksgiving. And I guess I'll give you an early Merry Christmas. It's been a while since we've been together.
Absolutely. It's been quite some time. For our listeners, we want to let Dr. Stafford, he's been under the weather. And that's part of the reason that we haven't been on the show. Let us know what's been going on, Dr. Stafford, if you don't mind. To our listeners.
Well, I have some health issues anyway. I've had since I was a child, I've had a congenital heart defect, and that causes some issues. And then about 8 weeks ago or so, I contracted a stomach infection. I'm not totally sure. We're still not completely sure how that happened. What happened? You know, what caused it to happen, but. We think it's some complications from some medicines I've been taking, some other things. Anyway, so I ended up in the hospital, and I was really sick. But I'm feeling a lot better. I'm not 100% yet. I'm a solid 85%, but I'm not 100% yet. I have another appointment this week, and the doctors are working hard to try to you know make up for they're trying to figure out what's going on with me. So. But you know what? But I enjoy being back on the show, and I feel good enough to do this today. And I've been back to work for a couple of weeks now, so that was good. And I'm just looking forward to starting the new year fresh and getting a good start underneath me for 2016.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm glad you're feeling you're getting well and you're back on your feet again through recovery. Today you have to take care. It's so many. Things out there all across, you know, from water we drink to food we eat. You have to be careful and know what you're eating and know what you're drinking. And
true.
All over the place right now, just going haywire, you know, all over the place. And you know, Dr. Stafford, I want to, before we get into the show, for our listeners, audience, this has been a heavy, heavy year, evil-wise, world. And definitely, even my hometown, the theater shooting that happened a while, not too long ago, and two young ladies who ended up getting killed down in Lafayette, Louisiana, a shooting. It hit home to my state for us that just at a theater, people having a good time, watching a movie, relax, enjoying their night, and all of a sudden, two ladies getting killed. Evil. Then you have to go recently, San Bernardino, people getting killed. ISIS, people being beheaded. In Paris, people getting shot up. Evil. Dr. Stafford, we talked about, I think last year, I mentioned after 666 how everything is going crazy around the world. Now, for your listeners, you don't have to believe me. That's fine. You don't have to. But I know for a fact, and you should see for a fact, what's going on in the world today. Ever since after that, evil's been going everywhere. I see it's going to be in, it's creeping out law enforcement, up in major places for in the school systems, public places, the whole nine. It's all over the place. Now, I'm not saying if it's in a certain place for a school system, law enforcement, that person, that all people are bad. They're not. But the devil is so smart. And what he's doing, he's confusing us. He's putting fear in us. All across the world, he's putting fear in us. What did you say, Dr. Stafford?
Oh, I was just agreeing with you. I was saying, I agree.
He's putting fear in us. Now,
yeah.
I'm going to say that that doesn't mean anything to most people, but when I was growing up, we played football when I was growing up. You had to be a very, very tough person to play it back then. A lot of things going on today that you'd probably be kicked out of off the team the way we had to take hits and how you can go attack a person on the football field versus today you touch somebody, you get a flag, you know, and get fined. But at the same time, it's still an aggressive sport. But football, that mentality, mental mentality. I had a buddy call me a while ago. He was saying, and we would have a discussion. He may call in. We kind of got a lot of talking. We were saying to ourselves, I can't believe Dr. Stafford recently down here, there was a gentleman had a knife. And I know a knife is very, very dangerous. And some say, and I have a buddy who's a police officer, says it's just as dangerous as a gun. And so it was because a knife, you can throw it and cut your main artery, you slowly bleed to death. But when I was growing up, what happened to the police who was going and just running to the guy and knocking him down? Or just what happened to the taser? Now, you're just going to shoot a guy, have a knife, you're going to shoot him dead? Well, okay, that's okay. But you're going to have hands on with God down the road. You did and go, now you got to answer to him.
Right.
That's going to be another
right.
situation. We're at today, you know, going home tonight and eating a nice dinner and all that. When you're dead, that's it. It's no more coming back.
Right.
When you take someone's life, it's over. But you're going to have to pay the price and answer to someone else down the road, whomever you are, police officer, a person just out on the streets, whoever. You take somebody's life, you're going to pay the price. Anything evil, you're going to pay the price.
Right.
So, we're talking about that, Dr. Stafford, and about, I don't know if that people are just, you know, the devil, he'll throw something and turn his back and put his hand down. You know, he would stab you in the back. And you see all the things that's happening around the world. You see these things that's happening on the news and around our little school system where the kids are at. It's just, it's the devil's taking over. There's a show coming out, Dr. Stafford. And it's actually within the devil's name. And I don't care if anyone feel how I say it and talk about it, whatever. But I'm just telling you the truth. The evil is nothing to play with. It's real. Don't let all the nice material things confuse you about life out here against these evil forces that we're going to deal with to the day you die. Because everyone that's walking, everyone that's breathing, you're going to deal with something evil. So I saw Dr. Stafford, I kind of, I just wanted to touch on that, just getting started. Our listeners, we're going to kind of be all over the place a little bit with this evil topic. And the topic is, how do you fight evil if you are a believer that it exists? In which I'm a believer that it exists, and Dr. Staff would tell you he's a believer that he knows that it exists. Dr. Stafford, I'm going to go back over here to the definition because I've been all over the place with this computer. I've been all over the place with this. I've been all over. But what would you like to say, Dr. Stafford, about some of the things I was talking about?
I think the one thing that people have to realize, and I may have talked about this before on the show. I don't remember, but remember that the greatest evil that can happen in the world is not necessarily evil that is violent. Although, none of us like evil that's violent because, people die and I'm certainly not suggesting that there's a greater evil necessarily than somebody who kills another person. I'm not trying to make that point or not. I'm saying, I'm trying to help people understand what is the agenda of evil. The greater agenda of evil is to somehow counterfeit things that look true. That's the worst scenario. It's one thing, most people who listen to this show, and most people who I meet on a daily basis, and I say most because sometimes you meet somebody who's not like this, but most of the time people understand that if one person kills another person, that's evil. We get that. Or if a mother backs her car into a lake and drowns her children, that we see that as evil. Or if people are cutting the heads off of other people, that's evil. I don't mean very many people who see those kinds of things and don't say, man, that's just really not right. But what's interesting is when the truth can be masked as something else. We're not really telling the truth. We're telling a lie, but we're making it look really good. That's what I call the difference between, violent evil and what we call counterfeit evil. Counterfeit evil is where evil tries to disguise itself as the truth. And that's really where this thing really gets out of hand for me, because a lot of people try to figure out they try to just point to something that they believe to be true, and that somehow is how we determine what evil is. But the truth is that the only thing that's really true is what's really true. And we all have to figure out what that is. We have to all figure out, what is absolutely true. Once we know what's absolutely true, then we can begin to determine what actually evil is. And I think because a lot of good things may be good, but they may not be absolutely true. And there's a slippery slope here. When people start looking at evil, a lot of times our tendency is just to look at the horn and pitchfork kind of evil. And I'm not suggesting that that's not scary, and I'm not suggesting that we shouldn't deal with it. I'm not suggesting that we should be okay with terrorism. I'm not saying that. But you have to understand that a person who kills another person is believing an idea. They believe an ideology. They believe an idea to be true that's false. So that's what I think people have to really, stop long enough to think about for a minute. That, whoa, wait a minute, this is more than just a violent act. This is based on a belief that somebody believes is true, or somebody believes they're allowed to do, or somebody believes that, and it's really not true. And that's the kicker. The kicker here is, I think people just have to understand that. There's a lot of counterfeit truth out there, we don't have enough time on this radio show. Stevie, we don't have enough time on this radio show or 100 radio shows to determine what exactly that means. Because, I've spent most of my adult educational and scholarship career, trying to figure some of these things out. I mean, this is not an easy thing just to take on in a half hour or 45 minutes. But I do want you to understand that there are counterfeit truths that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And when you believe in a counterfeit truth, it leads to a counterfeit end. And the goal here is to make sure that people understand that, so that they aren't lost, so that they're not lost. Because fear, what you said about fear is interesting. Fear is really the antithesis of faith. If a person has faith, if faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen, then there's a certain trust that I have in order to have faith. I have to trust that what I have faith in is the truth. Well, fear is the anti-trust to faith. So what happens then is that when I get afraid, then I don't trust anything, and I lose hope. And I've talked about this before, that hope deferred makes the heart sick. So when hope is deferred, that's the whole point. The whole point of the evil one is not necessarily to murder everybody on the planet, although there is a lot of that going on, and I'm not suggesting it's not evil. But the hope of the evil one, of Satan, of the devil, is to convince everyone that there is no hope. Because once he convinces everybody of that non-truth, and that you shouldn't trust anything, then we have anarchy and chaos, and there's no looking back from that.
Right, right. I mean, that is very, very specifically said, Dr. Stafford. And for our listeners, evil, the definition go a lot. It's quite a few different sentences would explain evil, but to be the specific or just basically I'm going to say it's morally bad, wrong, wicked. Dr. Stafford was mentioning earlier, I'm going to say Dr. Stafford, how do you against evil, okay? I'm with the topic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We know what it is, and it's simple. To me, it's prayer. Prayer. When they say prayer moves mountains, you may not see them move, but you might, visually see them move. They're not going to move, but things, when they say that, things that you don't see, a lot of times my mom used to tell me, she said, Steve, and even my father said it, when a lot of times you can go so far, things you have no control of, you got to leave it in God's hand. Let him fix it.
Right.
And when you do that, you just go on with your life. Just go ahead. It's going to show up. Just keep going and keep moving. You got to understand when I was getting crucified, all right, before I got crucified, when we was walking, they show in the movie how people were spitting on him, throwing stones at him and talking about him, they beating him and everything. He just kept walking. I tell people, especially young athletes, like, you know what, you're going through, when you're playing and going to a game, a high school game, and you come out and there's people, the cheerleaders, when we went to school, and the dance team and even the fans will come out and they'll put their hands, try to touch you, try to form a line out to the football field. You have to keep walking through that tunnel, keep tunnel vision, keep your prayer and keep your tunnel vision and going with your life and keep staying positive and doing positive things. That's all you can do.
Right.
Because we're passing through this life, but while you're passing through, you have to do the best you can do for as rightness as you can. You have to do that. And I'm going to go over here to Ephesians 6 chapter 10 through... I'm going to Ephesians 6 chapter, and I'm going to go from there, Dr. Stafford.
Okay.
It says, children, it says, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. I'm going to go to this again. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Now, I'm not saying that because you're an adult now, and you still have parents, you still got to obey your parents. It don't mean that you're still a child. Under them, you're still their child. And you can be, that doesn't mean that's your specific parents. It could be any adults. You're still a child under those adults. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. And I'm going to go down Dr. Stafford a little bit further here. It's on the that was the sixth chapter. I'm going to go to the 10th chapter in Ephesians. It says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Exactly what you were saying a while ago about the camouflage. You see?
Right.
How he can be, he can look, you know, it's artificial. You know, like a snake.
Right.
You take a snake, especially a rattlesnake. I went from growing up and hunting in the woods when we were young. That snake can get in those leaves. And believe me, God knows, I've walked over many snakes. And me and my brothers and my dad walked over many snakes when we were hunting back in the day. You won't see that. You won't see him. He'd be in the leaves right there, lying in the leaves. You can't even see him. But you get bit by him.
Right.
See if you make it home. You know, the only thing is pray that you make it. It's the same
right.
thing. That's evil. We know a snake is evil, but there is evil. There, exactly what you were saying a while ago, Dr. Stafford, about the schemes. The schemes that
right.
the devil is going to hit you with. It's like the schemes that he's doing right now. And every time you turn on the news, Dr. Stafford, people used to be excited about certain news, but all news now, majority of the news they're talking about on the news is everything is evil. The only
right.
good news you may see,
right.
you may see like a little baby, they have something wrong with a little baby, or of course the CNN heroes. But besides that, no, sure, everything is good on the news no more. Because as you know,
right.
but they have to get back, and eventually will. There are some things, but what I'm saying is not. I'm not saying it's the news channel's fault. I'm saying that there's so much evil out here in the world
mm-hmm.
that the devil is just camouflaging everyone.
Right.
He has schemes going on, like you said again, Dr. Stafford, in every position of power that is around the United States, around the world right now, the devil is somewhere in there at the top. So it's a spiritual warfare. Yes, it is. It is.
Right.
It's a problem. It's a problem. But I've said this. I said this last year. I said on 666, after everything started getting out of control. Now,
mm-hmm.
you believe it or not, you're an idiot. You're not thinking right if you don't believe that the devil's at work.
Right.
I don't know what
planet
you're on. You know?
Right.
I just never see it for our struggles. It's not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Everything that's going on right,
right.
now.
Right. There's a lot more to this than what we see. I think that's an important thing. I think that's what that... Well, every time I hear that scripture, I've spoken on that scripture, I've written on that scripture, I've listened to it, I've heard it many times. Every time I hear it, every time I read it, the number one thing that comes to my mind is it's bigger than what I see. This is bigger
mm-hmm.
than what we see. Now, I'm not saying that to bring fear to people. I'm saying that to bring reality to the conversation, which is, look, you know, people who are the evil that we see in the world. It's funny that you talk about what's happening in your hometown, Stevie. I really honestly mean yesterday. This isn't like, just the other day. I mean yesterday. We had a bomb threat here in my town. I live in a little town, so it's not like I live in a rural area of Florida. So when Stevie comes, just so the listeners understand, when Stevie comes to visit me in Orlando, I have to drive an hour to get to where he and I can meet, because I'm out in the middle of literally nowhere, you know. And our Walmart, we have a pretty big Walmart, and our Walmart got a bomb threat. And, you know,
wow.
1 hour before the bomb threat came out, my wife and daughter were there in the Walmart. And so, you know, you're like, you're thinking, I mean, how can my little town that doesn't mean anything to anybody be experiencing this? It's because it's bigger than us. It's not about a bunch of people who have woke up one morning and decided to be evil. This is much bigger than that. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. What that means, biblically, what that means is it's not man against man. It's not woman against woman. We're not wrestling skin against skin. That's not what this is about. What this is about is about principalities and powers that we don't see. It's about wars that are going on for the souls of men. It's about evil and God. It's about Satan and God and the battle between heaven and hell. It's the battle that's been going on, that it was going on before man was ever created. It's an absolutely enigma of a battle. And it's an epic struggle. But the thing about it is that, and what people have to understand is that whether, you know, I mean, I realize that not everybody that listens to this program, whether you're listening now or whether you listen in the archive later, you may or may not believe in God, and I can't make you believe in God or not. But what I am telling you is this, is that the hope here is that if we are right with God, we win, regardless of what happens to us here. The hope here, it doesn't come from hoping that man just finally gets wise enough to himself and to those around him that somehow we make a change, because that's not going to happen. We are sinful people. We have a depravity about us. I know that flies in the face of what most people think, but you know, the idea that man is, all men are good, and that basically everything is, we've never seen that happen. Man has been on a downward slope since practically the beginning. And so, you know, the idea that exists is just, let's get over ourselves. That just isn't true. But what we do know is that man can be redeemed. That's the reason why Jesus is so important. That's why Christmas is so important. Christmas is not important so that we can buy peppermint flavored coffee, although that is my favorite. Peppermint flavored coffee, or so that we can be with our families. Christmas is important because God came into the world for the sake of redeeming man. And so now we can be right with God. If we're right with God, then whatever happens down here becomes kind of secondary, and it doesn't have to rob our hope. It doesn't mean it's going to make us a little bit afraid. I'm not stupid enough or arrogant enough to claim that I wasn't a little bit, you know, wafted by the idea that my daughter and my wife were in a store that an hour later, they left a store that an hour later had a bomb threat. I mean, that's a scary idea. But you know what, if my daughter and my wife were to die, I know exactly where they're going, because they have experienced the redemption that God has provided for us. So, you know, how do we as believers handle evil? Well, we have to handle it with truth. We have to handle it with the idea that, well, yeah, there's terrible things happening in the world, and we're going to do everything we can to help. But the truth is, it's the truth. Jesus said, if they know the truth will set them free. And so what really this comes down to is we have, the only way we can battle evil is with truth. And the only way that we can really know the truth is to do exactly what Stevie said earlier, is to connect with God. And the only way that we can really connect with God is to ultimately first accept his redemption so that we can become a child of his. And then second, to communicate with him. You know, as I drive down the street in the morning going to work, I ask God all the time. I don't understand exactly what you're doing, but I want to be a part of it. I want to be a part of it, and I need you to help me understand what I can do to help. I need you to help me understand what I can do to be powerful for you here on earth, so that your kingdom can get bigger. We have to talk as though Stevie and I were on the phone talking to each other. I have to have a relationship with him. And so that's really important. I think it's important that as we're talking about this, that we give it some clarity, because what can tend to happen is we can tend to get really, really sidetracked by the roar of a lion. You know, the roar of a lion is there to shock and awe its prey so that it stops running and it doesn't know what to do. It's confusing. That's what all this evil is. It becomes very confusing, becomes very much shock and awe. But we don't have to be affected by that, because what we can say is, as much as it breaks our heart, we can still have hope. A broken heart is not a hopeless heart. And as much as I don't want to see people get hurt, and as much as it breaks my heart when a gunman goes into someplace in San Bernardino and shoots people, or they go into a movie theater and shoots people, or you know, whatever. As much as that breaks my heart, it does not usurp my hope, because my hope is still in the fact that God is bigger than it all, and that there's something going on that I don't completely understand, and that's okay with me. And mm-hmm. that's a tough place to be, Stevie. You have to kind of understand your place in order to understand that.
Right, right. And Dr. Stafford, too, I had a post from a gentleman, and he was saying, Mr. Foster Statue, saying that things that are happening are prophecies being fulfilled. There are more events to come. Mm-hmm. Now is the time to awake out of our sleep. Okay? He said, awake out of our sleep. Mm-hmm. Now is the time to get our lives in order because Christ is soon to come. This is a spiritual warfare. We must put God's armor on and fight in the spirit. So I got that in a comment from an awesome gentleman. Got that? He sent that to us. And he's absolutely right. And Dr. Stafford, you know, you got to be people. We have to be pay attention.
Yeah.
You can't be the first to jump at anything that anyone is doing or saying this day and time. The devil can get into someone's soul and may not ever come out. He can bounce from human to human, and someone could be saying something and you're like, what are they talking about? You have to pay attention and be smart in a sense of having common sense. Be patient because the devil is camouflaging all across the world. Okay? I've never been to Paris. I heard it's a beautiful place. The name sounds beautiful. Okay? But to go out there and what happened to Paris, all that killing, that was a sad, sad situation. We pray for those families and all over that's going through catastrophes. And like I say, even my hometown, the young ladies being killed at the theater to all the way misunderstandings of a person driving home, whether someone is, you know, for law enforcement families, for people that's not in law enforcement, people getting killed, period, because a lot of things we have to dissect and see what's going on, what really happened in certain situations. We know some situations out there that's clear in the picture, but if it's clear that it's wrong, it's wrong. And I said that God's going to handle them down the road. Okay, you're going to have to answer. You can, you know, we don't, like I said, we think we're in control. We're not in control. You're going to have to answer down the road because one thing about it, your life, I was reading something earlier about evil days is going to come in everyone's life. That's something evil that you're going to fight against. That's in everyone's life.
Right.
Now,
right.
Believer, Dr. Stafford, we understand that prayer answer and open our eyes to clear answers and clear situations, clear, I would say, visions, I would say clear, avenues to help us move forward in life in a positive way. But when you don't have no prayer in you, and you're hard-headed and don't want no answers because you have this, you have that, and you financially, because I think finances is one of the things that people feel like they know everything because they're filthy rich, which is money. Well, right. I'm going to talk about that. You know, you're in trouble and don't know it. Speaking on finances, that's a blessing to have that, and we have to get what we have when we get our finances and go back and reach back to help people. That's what to do. And it even tell you the evil part of money, the love of money is the root of all evil. And you see a lot of things that's happening evil is behind money all across the world. Not just countries, the whole.
Right.
ACE is a whole lot of things. But Dr. Stafford, we as a people, and I was saying this too. If you look at the word evil and you turn it around, it says live. You turn evil around, it spells live. And that's why I say when you say your prayers, and that when the gentleman, Apostle Satcher, when he mentioned this, it's an avenue. Put on your armor and go. Put on your armor, say your prayers, and go. Go through life. Go through life. Live. Go through life. We're only here temporarily. Mm-hmm. Everyone's not going to be here forever. Okay?
Right.
Go through life.
Right.
Put your hands on people. Nice to shake their hands. Have a good time. Be positive people and keep moving forward. Because we're only here for a moment. You know, Dr. Staff, you and I, just what, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, we were in high school. We're not in high school no more. Right. When you were in high school, we felt like, we own the world. I feel like I own the world. And Mike Jones, I hadn't seen nothing. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not saying Jones, but I appreciate where I came from because it's a beautiful town in the sense where I grew up at. I mean, I have to use what I have. If I wouldn't have, if I followed Dr. Stafford, I'd been somewhere else in the city, I probably wouldn't have made it out of a small town to reach out and see life. And I pray that others do the same. But no, Dr. Stafford, evil. Well, this is we have to pay attention. We have to pay attention.
Yeah, I agree. I've had the privilege of living a life, and I mean it this way. I don't mean this in a sarcastic way. I've had a privilege of living a life, but I never really had a lot of money. I've never really had a lot, and it's just the way that God. Thing that has happened this year is just that this year has been very difficult for me in a lot of different ways. But you know, what's really kind of funny about it is that God has always taken care of me. I mean, I have this next thing now. Of course, I've got doctor bills and hospital bills, and I've got things, you know, and if I'm not careful about it, I'll just worry myself right into oblivion. But, you know, the truth is, I know that God will take care of me. I know he'll take care of my family. And, you know, it's all going to work its way out. I know. There's a great verse in Romans that says, all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. I know that I'm called of God to live the life that I'm living. This is not a punishment of a life. This is the privilege I get to live this life for his service. I've never had the ability to make a lot of money. I've never had the opportunity. I shouldn't say the ability. I probably have the ability, but I haven't had the opportunity to make a lot of money. But God has always taken care of me. And this time he'll take care of me, and the next time he'll take care of me. And I think that we just got to kind of get into this mode of you know, where is my hope, and how am I going to counteract the fear that the world and the enemy is trying to get me to suck me into that vortex. You know, it's like a cyclone, it's like a tornado, trying to just suck me in, just like it sucks everything in. You know, and we just got to fight against that. We've got to fight against it because God is going to take care of us. I have no doubt in my mind that at the end of all days, God's going to win. I have no doubt in my mind.
Exactly.
And I plan on standing next to him. So I would tell people, you know what, 90% is what I tell people all the time. 90% of what you're worrying about right now is never going to happen. And the 10% that does happen, you can't change no matter how much you worry. So just trust God. I mean, honestly, you know, I mean, 90% of it is never going to happen. And the 10% that does happen, you can't change anyway. There's nothing you can do to change what's going to happen to you. So just trust God. Don't worry. Worry. What will one day of worry change anything? Nothing. Nothing's going to change anything. God is going to change things. And I can tell you, I think I can explain it this way, Stevie, and maybe this will make sense to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so let me just give this one illustration, and then I know I got to get back to you. Just
go
think
ahead.
Of this.
No, okay. We say we're gonna go all over the place. Go ahead.
Okay. So in the American mindset, or in the mindset of humanity right now, but especially in America, it's kind of like we're in a canoe. You know, we're facing forward, and we're rowing. We're paddling. I mean. And we're looking ahead, and we're saying, I just want to get there. I can see it. I just want to get there. And then what happens is we get there, and then we go, okay, what's next? then I go, so then I put my canoe back in the water and I go to the next thing. And pretty soon, somewhere down the line, I look back and I go, man, I've been to a lot of places. But I'm not sure what it all meant. In the Christian world, in the Christian mind, right, in the mind of a disciple, in the mind of a person who believes in God, God is not, his intention is not for us to get in a canoe and paddle forward. His intention is for us to be in a rowboat. Now, in a rowboat, you're sitting backwards, and you are looking behind, and you're rowing going forward. Now, that is significant because in the life of the disciple, it's not that we're looking back and we're dwelling on the past. We talked about this on the show before. I'm not saying dwell on the things that have happened in the past. No, in fact, it's quite the opposite. I look at the past and see the providence of God. So by looking at the providence of God and rowing my boat, I don't need to know what the future is. My back can be to the future. Because the truth is, Stevie, no matter how much I think I'm in a canoe rowing forward, I don't know what happens tomorrow. I have no idea. I'm not even promised tomorrow. I'm not even promised right now. And I just was in the hospital and could have died. I mean, you're not promised anything. So when I get in my rowboat and I start looking at God and I start looking back at all the things that God has ever done for me, then my future is in his hands. I don't have to worry about it. It's the difference between rowing in a canoe and rowing in a rowboat. At the end, when I get to wherever God has me go, I get out and I say, man, you know what? I don't have any idea where I am, but I tell you what, the journey was great because I was with God. That's the difference. Mm-hmm. The difference here, as we look back on a crazy, difficult year, as we discuss evil, as we try to figure out how do we handle it, is we got to get out of the canoe. We cannot mandate our future. We can only look at what God has done for us. And I'm telling you, people who will do that, if people will shift from canoes to rowboats, then they'll find hope. Because God, there's great hope in God.
That's right. That's right. I mean, I love the analogy with the rowboat, because that is true as you're going to get. And you can see, and somehow you can see forward, you're looking forward in a sense. You're looking backwards, but you're moving forward in life.
That's right.
And Dr. Stafford, also, too, as a quote here, it says, the enemy is not fighting you because you're weak.
Right.
He's fighting you because you're strong.
That's right.
And,
that is right.
Yeah, he's fighting because you're strong. And, boy, I tell you, Dr. Stafford, I've something I feel like I'm 145. But some of the things you see, some of the things that you've been through, you've seen a lot of times.
Yeah.
I tell you guys, if I tell you something, I'm not going to say that I go through life and everybody make a lot of mistakes. Sometimes I may get angry on a golf course and something may slip wrong, things like that, or I'm not perfect, nowhere near perfect. And there are some guys, even when I was playing football, I told you that a long time ago, that some guys I would love to be like, just straight up just good-hearted guys. I feel like my heart is a good heart, but I'm just saying that through prayer, prayer has kept me moving in life, Dr. Stafford. A lot of times, you was mentioning, Dr. Stafford, that you didn't make a lot of money as you were growing up earlier. You weren't rich and things like that. But your family is richer, having your family than anything in the world, Dr. Stafford.
That's right.
Having your family,
right.
You know, and there's people out there that have a family and you know, kids, et cetera, and they don't even want them. They didn't,
right.
You know, some parents not allowing them to see the kids. I mean, it's all over the place, but you got to understand that back to what we were saying, you have growing up, Dr. Stafford, as I said, my little hometown. Doctors, I really do. There's people that's meant to run out there in the wild, and there's people meant to stay where they're at to help people there, too.
That's right.
Everyone can't go out in the world and fight.
That's
people have to stay home and see about the people at home, too.